I'm Doug Johnson with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Intrade is a trading exchange for politics, current events, and all sorts of other future happenings. It is similar in some ways to a futures market, but its contracts are only for small amounts, and they do not offer price protection. Instead, Intrade can be seen as a place to test the wisdom of crowds. The Wisdom of Crowds is the name of a 2004 book by James Surowiecki. He argues that large groups often make better decisions than a few experts. Intrade is credited, for example, with correctly choosing how all 50 states would vote in the American presidential election last year. Still, the Irish company that owns Intrade and two other websites recently got into trouble in the United States. On October 4th, a federal agency settled a case with the Trade Exchange Network Limited. The Commodities Futures Trading Commission found that the company had offered some kinds of contracts banned by the agency. The company did not admit or deny it, but agreed to pay a fine of $150,000. Commodity futures involve widely traded goods like oil, grain, energy, and gold. Futures trading requires two kinds of traders. One wants to protect against price changes. The other wants to profit from them. It can be highly complex. But imagine a farmer is worried about soybean prices. The farmer thinks prices will rise in the future, but has a crop to sell now. Say the current price is $5 a bushel. The farmer can purchase a contract to buy, yes, buy 50,000 bushels of soybeans at the current price, but not for 3 months. In 3 months, the market price is $6. The farmer can now use the contract to buy the soybeans at $5 a bushel. The farmer does not get the 50,000 bushels. Instead, the farmer gets $50,000, the difference between the market price and the contract price. How? Well, the seller of the contract thought soybean prices would go down. When the price went up, the seller was responsible for the full market value. Had prices dropped, the farmer would have lost only the money to buy the contract, a small part of the full value. All buying and selling on a futures exchange takes place through a single organization, a clearinghouse. Real goods are rarely exchanged, only money. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter. I'm Doug Johnson.